And there's always something happening across the country, whether it is in Washington, D.C., or right here in Sonoma County, that needs the attention of the Capitol. Congressman Mike Thompson will hear your concerns on several of those topics over the next couple of days, some town halls, including tonight. Joining us now, though, to kind of give us a preview of that and maybe grill him on some of our own concerns, Napa Congressman Mike Thompson joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
First question is, was it okay if I called you Mike?
It certainly is.
Okay, good. One thing I kind of wanted to know, this latest budget battle that we just kind of concluded in on Monday, that's just going to be extended for a few weeks. Was there any danger of losing any fire recovery money in the middle of all of that?
Well, first, I don't think it's been concluded. The can has been kicked down the road for a few more days. And when I say a few more days, I mean literally a few more days. Given the congressional schedule, there'll be very few days between now and the and when the funding again stops for the federal government that members of Congress will even be in Washington, D.C. And in regard to the funding issue, no, I was one of the first calls that I made was to our FEMA administrator, and I was informed that we had that would cause no problems with our recovery and our cleanup and the work that FEMA's doing. There's another FEMA issue that is of more concern to me, and that's the emergency appropriation that we passed out of the House that within the money that was appropriated for the disaster relief was $4.4 billion for California for our fires. Already not enough money because of the additional fires and the mudslides, but money that's critical to come into California to make sure that we have all of the funding we need to take care of these disasters. And a provision that Kevin McCarthy, the majority leader, and I were able to put into the bill gives a better cost share ratio for California and the areas that were affected. And without that better cost share ratio of 90-10%, we would really suffer. I think you probably saw the reports on how that would affect Santa Rosa specifically. So it's important that our two U.S. senators, Feinstein and Harris, do all that they can to move that bill through the Senate quickly.
Congressman Mike Thompson will be holding a town hall tonight at 7 o'clock at the Santa Rosa Veterans Memorial Building. Bring all your tough questions for him. Mine is this, Congressman. During a government shutdown, what do you guys do? I mean, is it just the leadership is out there negotiating with the president and the Democrats, and you just sort of have to sit there and twiddle your thumbs? What do you do during a shutdown?
Well, everybody probably does different things. My office worked, and everybody in my office worked, and myself along with them. You still have all your stuff going on. I've got pieces of legislation that I'm working on. You're doing shuttle diplomacy between different offices, trying to figure out how we can work better together on behalf of the people that we represent. This was a little bit different because the holdup was focused over in the Senate, on the Senate side, and they needed, the House had already moved a continuing resolution, you know, passed a continuing resolution over to the Senate, and that's where it was held up. So they were doing, the majority of the negotiation was between them, not between House members. So we did a lot of that. As you probably know, the House was scheduled to be in the district doing district work stuff. So our days were, we weren't booked with appointments. We didn't have hearings. We didn't have votes, although we were on standby for votes. So we just did all of our office stuff. It was a little bit refreshing, and at the end of the day, although we were still on 24/7 call, I didn't have anything planned. I didn't have any receptions, fundraisers, or any of the other things that take up your evening time. So on two of those nights that we were there, I cooked dinner and had some of my colleagues over, which was always fun, and it's nice to be able to get out of the capital atmosphere and relax around the table with some good Sonoma and Napa County wine and a good meal and just get to know your colleagues better. And I've found that to be both relaxing and productive.
Well, that does sound very enticing.
I also did a couple of extremely important things. Mm-hmm. I washed all my bed linens and washed and ironed all my shirts for next week, the work week.
Oh, we're almost out of time. I just got to get you out, though, here on this. Trump said this morning, basically on Twitter, saying no wall, no DACA protections. Do you think there is going to be something done with DACA before the next budget deadline?
Well, I am the eternal optimist, so I would certainly hope there is. I don't know what you mean by something done. That could mean anything from the Senate taking up a bill that fails on the Senate floor to taking up a bill that passes the Senate only to again be held up by the Republican leadership in the House. You know, there's been DACA legislation that was passed by the Senate, overwhelmingly supported by Democrats and Republicans. It came to the House, and the House refused to even take it up for a vote. You have that dynamic working. The hard-line immigration people in the House really are able to leverage the Republican leadership in the House to do or not to do things that I believe or run contrary to the public benefit, and that's just a political issue that you have to factor in, and hopefully that will change in this next midterm election. But they've got a bunch of immigration hardliners over there, and they are, to date anyway, have been able to really hobble their Republican conference.
Well, it'll be definitely interesting to see what comes up in the next few weeks. Congressman Thompson, thank you very much for your time.
There's certainly enough there for a compromise. Mm-hmm. If they do it right, if they work the system the way the system is supposed to work, in other words, people get together, put together legislation, bring it out for a vote, it'll pass. Sadly, they've got these screwy rules. The House Republicans who run the place have these screwy rules where the only thing they will bring to the floor is legislation that will pass by Republican vote only. And when you have a situation like that, it makes it pretty tough. Either things don't get to the floor, or when they do get to the floor, they're so bad that they get hung up in the Senate, and then the Senate can't pass them, as we've just seen with this latest government shutdown.
Of course. Congressman Thompson, we're out of time. Thank you again for your time this morning, and good luck with the town halls.
Nice to talk to you. Thanks so much.
It's Congressman Mike Thompson. First town hall meeting is tonight, Santa Rosa Veterans Memorial Building at 7 p.m.